You are listening to the Grow Great Daily Brief number 222 for June 6th, 2019. It's Thursday. It's 06-06-219, and it's episode 222. How I see it, the value of outside perspectives. My name is Randy Cantrell. I'm your host here. The website is growgreat.com. Thank you for clicking play. Thank you for subscribing to the podcast. That's not how I see it. We've all used that sentence, some more than others. Question, how open are you to understand another perspective about anything? Well, let's keep it business related. In the past few weeks, my work has revolved heavily around helping CEOs deal with roster issues. In some cases, the CEO doesn't feel like he's got the right people in place. In another case, an owner isn't quite sure if certain people are doing the work that they are most ideally suited to do. Discussions about handling people challenges can be some of the most personal conversations possible. There's emotion, there's sentiment, there's all kinds of stuff that has to be processed. It's just one area where how I see it impacts our behavior and the actions that we take. Or maybe the actions that we refuse to take. Bob sees a team member underperforming, and Bob draws some conclusions about why this is happening. And that gap between what Bob knows and what Bob does not know is filled in with Bob's opinions. It's how he sees it. And when he confronts the team member with his assumptions, well, then for the first time, he realizes he isn't looking at this accurately. Turns out the employee, married for 8 years, just found out his wife had a boyfriend. He's wrecked. And it has obviously impacted his ability to work. Bob had no idea. I mean, how could he? He thought this employee was loafing, slacking off. As you may imagine, it ends up being a very different conversation than the one that Bob had planned. And so it goes. We see it the way we see it until we see it differently. Bob wonders how he may have improved his perspective. And being the candid communicator that I am, I simply say, well, you could have talked to him and asked him what was going on. Call me Captain Obvious, but Bob knows he could have done that. He also knows that he chose instead to make assumptions based on how he saw things. Never mind that he wasn't looking at the whole picture. There was this major piece of the puzzle that he could not see. Infidelity in this employee's marriage. Yesterday, we talked about how you see things inside your head, something that's extremely important. Today, it's mostly about how we see the outside world. But let's go ahead and leverage both of these ideas for our benefit, because outside perspectives can serve us in both cases, both as we view ourselves and as we view others and, well, our place in the world. Lately, I've been very fixated on a bit of the parable that Jesus told about the prodigal son in Luke chapter 15. Here's a young man who wanted his inheritance in advance of his father's passing, and the dad gave it to him. He promptly leaves home, goes to another country, lives it up, indulges in every sinful behavior that he can, and does just whatever he wants to do. It's all great. It's wonderful till the money runs out and all the friends leave. And so now he's destitute, and he wanders around until he gets this menial job feeding pigs. He is so hungry, he will eat what the pigs are eating. Oh, by the way, he's a Jew. Not something he's really wanting to do or even should do at the time, but there's nobody to help him. And it's there in the pig pen that the Bible says he came to himself. He decides to go back home, beg his father to forgive him and take him back, not as a son, just a servant. He just wants to be a servant because, man alive, they have a life way better than the life he's currently living. He came to himself. It's a powerful phrase, and it signifies the value of another point of view. This young man left home seeing things one way. He likely felt very stifled in his father's house. He wanted to do what he wanted to do. He didn't realize that everything the father had, well, that was his. He didn't realize how good he had it at home when he was at home. Good clothing, good food, safety, love, care. He took all of that for granted when he was there. Yeah, not today. No, today he's in the pig pen. Today he has come to himself. he doesn't see it the same way now, now that he's broken, now that he's broke. How can we improve our vision without being broken? How can we improve our perspective without suffering what he suffered? Let me give you a few steps. Step one, be humble. Be humble to realize that you may not have it right. The way you see it today, it may be right, may be completely wrong. Bob saw his employees' performance through a lens that only allowed for the employees' performance to be explained by neglect or laziness. Turns out the employee was neither neglectful nor lazy. He was brokenhearted. Bob never considered that possibility because he was really confident he had this figured out. Be humble. Step number two, be open. What if this really isn't how it is at all? Humility will fuel your ability to openly consider something other than your current viewpoint. The prodigal son in Luke 15, he had it all figured out before he left home. He wasn't humble. He wasn't open. Humility isn't enough. You have got to intentionally open your mind to other possibilities. Step number three, be curious. Ask. Find out. I never cease to be amazed at people who predetermine wrong facts that they could so easily prevent. Bob could have easily and quickly discovered that the problem his employee was having was not at all what he thought. All he had to do is deploy curiosity and ask, "Hey, your performance is really dropping off. I'm worried about you. I want to help you. What's going on here?" Bob didn't do that. He wasn't curious enough to find out if how he saw it was accurate or not. He simply rode with his assumptions. Big mistake. Step three, be curious. Step number four, be clear. Understand. Be clear in your understanding and in your communication. Be clear in the questions you ask to feed your curiosity. Clear vision and clear thinking are not possible with muddy thinking, understanding, or communication. This is no time for babbling incoherently. Well, come to think of it, is there ever a good time for that? Well, don't tell Capitol Hill that there's never a good time for that. This is a bit of an amplification of step three, in that you need to dive deeply enough into your curiosity to get the answers and the information necessary so that you better understand. I mean, it's one thing just to have pure curiosity, but be curious enough so that you really understand. And step five, be changeable. Armed with new information and a new outlook, the prodigal son went back home, apologized to the father. Didn't have to. He could have been resentful. He could have been bitter at his failure. He could have been too humiliated to go back home. And the father could have berated him when he came back, but none of that happened. The father ran to him, fell on him, kissed his neck, put a robe on him, a ring on his finger, shoes on his feet. Son, he's come home. He wasn't a servant. He was a son who had learned, understood, and grown enough to change. The only point of leveraging an outside perspective is to see things more clearly so that we can change, aka so that we can grow, so we can improve. It often takes an outside perspective because, well, we only know what we know. We only see what we see. Again, it's not always a matter of right or wrong. It's always a matter of clarity, though. Can we see things more clearly? Can we look at them from some other viewpoint, some other angle that is just not available to us, but it's available to someone else? Absolutely. Can others help us do that? Of course. There's one big hurdle with the outside perspective, judgment. Now, quite often, outside perspectives love to judge our current perspective. They like to tell us what we should do, what we shouldn't do, and then they enjoy criticizing what we've already done or what we say we're about to do. That's not helpful. Kick people like that to the curb. Ditch people like that. You don't need these people in your life because they are not serving you. They're serving themselves. They don't care about you. Well, not more than they care about themselves. Instead, surround yourself with people who are willing to listen, willing to understand how you see things, and people courageous enough to share with you alternative ways to look at it, ways that promote a more meaningful way to consider it, ways that provoke you to find out if you're seeing it accurately or not, and ways that provoke you to put in the work to make sure you're seeing it as clearly as possible. People who want to help you be better without regard for themselves because they understand this is your life, not theirs. It's why you hear me constantly say, you'll figure it out. I'm just here to help. Be well, do good, grow great. The website is growgreat.com. My name is Randy Cantrell. I hope you'll subscribe to the podcast and tell a friend. And we'll wrap up the week tomorrow. See you.